Good morning. Welcome to the show. I've got Dr. Warren Salwani in the studio with us this morning. I've been chatting to him about for obvious reasons. I'm going to get to know him. I want to know this one thing he does, and it's about swimming. But before we get to that, first of all, good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm good in yourself, sir.
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Not too bad. First of all, it's hot today, so the pools is going to be lit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad I'm not going to be near the pool today.
Oh, yeah. You're cracking up the AC in the... We're working today.
Exactly. For sure.
No. I've been trying to get this AC to 14, and it doesn't want to go lower than 16 at all. Okay. So you're here to talk to us about especially the Aquarius Swimming Club.
Yes.
But now, first of all, who are you, and where does the love for swimming come from?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm Warren Salwani, not born and bred in Paul.
Oh, how long are you now?
Well, probably about 20 years already.
Okay, now, in Afrikaans, I said, welcome, no, see a paralytic.
I said, no, paralytic, I play home to her. My love for the sport comes from my daughter, who is part of the club. She's 14 years old and growing well into the sport. So that's where the love comes from. I mean, we taught both our kids to swim from a young age. So that's where the love came from. She was identified quite early to say that she looks like there's a talent there. So, yeah, we took it a bit further, and we ended up at Paul Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And soon after, I was called upon to be part of the executive team of the club. And this is my second term as the elected chairperson of the club.
Well, I almost wanted to say welcome. Okay, so you also, you swim, or it's just, I know, no competition swimming, obvious, yeah. for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
We at a...
Yeah, no, I mean, I never swam as a youngster. I was into rugby and athletics, so I'm not quite sure whether... Well, let me at least say not from my side of the family the swimming talent comes from. Probably from my wife's side of the family. So, in actual fact, a couple of good swimmers from Paul Aquarius that's part of the family as well. So, yeah.
That's great to know, and that's great to hear. So, okay, now, you coming in this morning, obviously, as Goedendansdag, and we talk about certain things, and especially when it comes to organizations, where can we help?
Yeah, I think
not just us, but I'm saying we can help myself and the bigger Casey family and community.
Yes. So I think first of all, I mean, I think very few people are aware of the club and swimming in general in the Drakenstein area. There are four clubs in the Drakenstein area, of which we are obviously the biggest. Let's put it that way.
Are you the oldest as well?
I think we are. Far as I know, we were established in 1978. I mean, there were legends part of this club. I don't have time to go into that. I don't know them as well as I should. I mean, wonderful people that started this club, and I think the legacy that they've built is amazing.
So the one thing is, how far has it come for, especially with swimming? Is it still on the top of people's lips? Is it still one of the sports that people want to be active in?
I think so, but I think what you find is that a lot of swimmers start losing their way because it is a tough sport. It becomes very competitive as you get older, and I think in the Boland, in South Africa, we have to compete with cricket, with rugby, and that stuff. If you have to make a choice, and in terms of making a future in it, sometimes it's an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to. If you look at swimming in the bigger picture, it's interesting to see that swimming has the most Olympic medals in South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
So, why that is, why we're still playing small is quite interesting,
Now we've got Rick Nietling here. He's close by, no?
Yes, he's close by. your sister's here as well. We've got Marianne Creel. who's also in the area, you know, won an Olympic medal in 1992 or 96, if I'm not mistaken. So, no, I mean, swimming is big. And I mean, we've got legends in our club as well. You know, coaching staff, you know, Coach Isaac, Priscilla Nietlung, you know, who've always been, you know, they swam as part of the club. Coach Isaac played water polo as well. And now they're coaching, you know. So, no, the legacy is there. I think it's about maintaining that and making it grow. I think there's lots of room for improvement. We like to dream big. So I think there's big things on the horizon if we get the right support and we have the right support. Yeah.
So now, how is it that how's the membership of the club? Is there enough kids coming through? And what age group is the right and appropriate age for a youngster to be to come and join the club?
Yeah, I think the sooner the better. The earlier the better.
Two, one.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, I think, you know, though we are limited in terms of the way we run the club at the moment, and what I mean by that is most of our biggest part of the club is run during the summer months, and obviously during winter we don't swim outdoors, we swim indoors, and that's where the large costs come in, is swimming indoors, and there's only one indoor pool in Paul. And that's quite expensive. So
it's obviously at the gymnasium.
At gymnasium, yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. So I think, yeah, I mean, the earlier the better. And then, you know, we've got four different groups in the club. You've got learn to swim, or you're the basic level.
That's me, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Me as well. and, you know, we've got three coaches involved in the learn to swim group. Mm-hmm. And then you've got what we call stroke development, where we've got two coaches, Priscilla Nietlung, and we've got Angus Solomon, who was also recently still swimming. And then you've got the sort of, you want to call them the elite group, which Coach Isaac Cock runs. And that's where you've got the competitive swimmers who sort of swim in weekly galas, and they take part in regional, national competitions. So, there's a nice progression there. The question is there enough swimmers coming through the ranks? Probably not enough the way we'd like it. I think there should be more. But again, it's about having the availability to practice. And the other big thing is cost, you know. I mean, this is an expensive sport.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, expensive. No. This is my thing. I want to know how expensive, because obviously I need to have my one piece and get to the swimming pool.
Yes.
But obviously, there's other running costs involved. So, what are those costs?
So let's put it this way. I think for us, one, we're a non-profit organization, you know, so that we don't make money. Everything that we have and Claire goes straight into the club, goes into the kids. We are run by the executive team, you know, have full-time jobs, so we do this to the best of our ability. You know, the biggest cost is actually in regards to paying for the swimming pool, you know. Okay. So we swim 12 months a year. 12 months a year. Then the kids practice basically 6 days a week. In the winter, you know, we unfortunately have the latest slot at Paul Gymnasium swimming pool. So we are practicing at 7:30 to 8:30 in the evening. You know, and that takes dedication. But, you know, the swimming pool needs to be maintained. And that's where the cost comes in. And, you know, I mean, again, from our communities, you know, kids do struggle. And I think getting them into that system, because of the cost, is hard, you know. In the summer is a bit easier, because we use shout out to Drakensberg Municipality. We use
a little plug there. Plug them. It's fine.
I mean, we have to give them credit as well. We use Drakensberg Pool during the summer months, you know, for our long course training, and that works really well. You know, we unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, have to share the pool with the public, which does make it tricky. But, you know, we make it work. You know, I mean, we've got a no-nonsense coach. So, you know, he prepares us for all the kids for all eventualities, yeah.
Okay, so if you just joined me now, I've got the chairman of Paul Aquarius Swimming Club in studio with me, and almost now, it's almost time to say goodbye to him. Obviously, he is not just a swim father, not just the indeed man at the wheel of one of the oldest clubs in Paul, or should I say in Boland,
yep.
But he's also a specialist physician as well. He needs to go back to work before ik nou weer omkap dan meteen. Daddy play, help him, buddy. So now, how can people assist, especially with the running costs and with the club? What do you have anything planned set out for us?
Sure, we are going to be running a raffle soon to. Basically, there are going to be some prizes up for grabs.
Ragnetling's gold medal.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Eh? You know what? I'm just trying here. Trying my luck.
Sure, sure. So, yeah, I mean, that is being organized by our treasurer, Christo Plaikies. So, we'll be having a raffle soon. And, you know, the idea is to collect as much money in as possible. I think in the background, we will hopefully be running a bit of a backer buddy campaign as well. Again, this is about raising funds to pay for the cost for the pool, so that our swimmers the parents can actually spend money on the things that they really need. You know what I mean? The idea, hopefully in June, July, we'll have another club dance as well. That's again another way to raise funds. Those are the things that we sort of have planned in the near future. Yeah.
Great, man. Okay, so where can people get hold of you for more information about, and also the club, especially because I know there's a lot of people, they want to support, they want to jump in, they're scared of water, but they want to help.
Yes.
So where can people get hold of you?
We're on Facebook at the moment. We are busy setting up our webpage and stuff like that. That's still in the running. But we're on Facebook at Paul Aquarius. So that's where they can get hold of us. And then we sort of, most of the contacts is run through the gala coordinator, who's my wife. And she's going to kill me for saying that. But yeah, that's where we
she's listening.
And she's listening.
Candace, you spoiled the beans, but anyway.
Yeah, so she's listening. And and I think we sort of, our contact mainly is through the coaches, and then obviously through the exec and parents as well. And then, you know, word of mouth, that's the way we do things at the moment. But it would be nice. We are starting to develop our webpage, and I think that will be great for people to get hold of us as well.
It's great news. Great news. But the one thing I actually missed out now on, and I would like to get this, because I need to get my sons swimming. I've got two sons. They need to jump in. The second one, it's a struggle to get him out of the water.
Yeah.
The first one is a struggle getting into the water, but when he's in, it's a struggle to get him out.
Yeah.
So I want to get them swimming. So what's the operational times? When can and where can we join up if we feel like I need to get swimming now?
So what is obviously to contact one of the executive members of the club to get hold of the necessary registration forms and stuff. So in the winter, this is where the club is different. So generally in the winter, we swim indoors, like I said, and it's mostly for the sort of senior swimmers.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we practice late at night, and then our junior group practices 2-3 times a week. We're hoping to change that, but again, that all depends on opportunity. During the summer months, it's different. So we train at Drakenstein as well as Forest Street from October. 1st of October to the end of March. And then the junior groups practice on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 5 to 6, and the senior group from about 5 to 7.
Okay, so I'll be in the senior group for beginners. But anyway, thank
come
you.
Come and join us.
Dr. Warren Stolwani, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And thank you, Ivan. You know, if people don't talk about the things, then we lose out the gems within our communities. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know it's been a struggle to get you here because you're a very busy man. And good luck with the future endeavors. Please let me know what's happening and send through some any news.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Mikasa, all the glory to Aquarius and Dr. Stolwani.